This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes, it is time for the magic hat. It's a Thursday at 6:30. The Tim Mona special. Welcome in on this Thursday morning. We have a lot of things in the old magic hat. All right, let's get to them.
All right, first up, leading off. Four!
Yeah.
How many times did we yell that last Thursday?
Yeah.
Is that going to get to him?
Four!
All right!
Nobody ever reacts either, because
no.
You never know where it's coming from when you're on the opposite side of the four.
Everybody just does the...
You just kind of do the general, like...
I don't even do that anymore. I kind of just do the shoulder, like, don't hit me.
What are the odds? What are the odds this is actually going to hit me? You know, not a very good chance.
Yeah, unfortunately, this isn't really a funny story. Oh. It's kind of a dark story, and there's more to come from the story. I don't know who's followed this, so there's a guy named Jeff Spearbeck. And he is a longtime agent and friend of John Elway. And reportedly, he has just passed away. Now, you might be saying, why does that matter? Well, one, it's sad. But two, reportedly, he fell off a golf cart that was going at a speed fast enough for him to have hit his head hard enough on the asphalt to put him on life support. It has come out that John Elway was driving this golf cart. And I believe it was post them attending a music festival.
Yes.
Yes, it was in La Quinta, California.
Yeah, down in Palm Springs.
So we don't have all the details other than that, but John Elway driving a golf cart, best friend, longtime agent, falling out of it while he's driving it, passes away.
Yeah, not good.
It's pretty awful what's happened there. And I hope nothing more awful comes out of that story than just... Hey, he just...
A tragic accident.
They hit a speed bump, and they hadn't slowed down, and he just happened to fall out and hit his head.
Yeah, or maybe, there was too much alcohol flowing through him, and he just fell out of the cart that way, and it wasn't a driver error. You're going to investigate this. You have to.
The guy tragically passed away.
Yeah.
He went, I believe, right after the incident happened. He fell, he was out unconscious, right into a coma.
Clearly hit his head really hard.
It wasn't something that was like an internal bleed that slowly developed. If you're going at that speed to hit your head that hard, I mean, not just like, hey, I scraped myself or I fell out and I hurt myself. No. That is That's dangerous stuff, especially when you've been probably boozing all day at a music festival. Just tragic, man. 62 years old, incredibly young. They've been friends forever, agents for, you know, forever. Mm-hmm. Had a business relationship for a very long time. Like, imagine the connection in between the two families and how well they know each other.
Yes.
And now this happens with the two of them. It's a very tragic story that there's no winners in this.
So I didn't see this in the read-up that I saw. Can you be charged? If they find out you're...
I don't know.
I don't know how all that works.
I don't know.
I don't know if you can be charged criminally, but you could be sued like a...
There could be a lawsuit.
I mean, these are like family friends.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if a lawsuit comes from this, because I think Elway... I would imagine, like, if something happened to Dirt and I was part of it... And I had the means, I would definitely always be helping his wife.
It became his manager, I think, in 1990.
Yeah.
That's how long this relationship goes back.
Almost brothers, basically.
Almost brothers at this point.
Yeah. Sad story. All right, what's next for the Mad Cat?
Next. His villain arc is complete.
Who do you think I'm talking about when I write his villain arc is complete?
Dylan Brooks?
You would be correct. Here's Dylan Brooks last night on going after Steph Curry's thumb.
No, I've been playing the game. Shoot. If you're going to come play the game injured or whatever you got, it's all about the game. You know, if I had an injured ankle, I would attack that ankle every single time. So whatever they're saying on the broadcast, they can keep saying it.
So basically, you're injured. I'm going to go at your injury. And I want to add to this. The reason I wrote his villain arc is complete.
That's my guy.
I held a basketball team ice cream social yesterday. My whole team showed up except one player. And I had the Warrior Rocket game on, despite it being a 30-point blowout. And every time they showed Dylan Brooks, my team, who largely doesn't watch the NBA,
doesn't follow it that closely,
was like, I don't like this guy. Because every time they saw him doing something, he's involved in a little scuffle, a little push, a little foul.
A little here there, a little give and take, and a little push, a little elbow.
I laughed really loudly. I go, you guys are just discovering Dylan the villain.
Dylan the villain, baby.
And when that team, when my players find out about Dylan the villain, the arc is complete. He is officially the villain.
He's officially the villain. He is, he said, there was a slow motion video of him. I think it was in game 4. Where even after Steph Curry shot a three, you could see his hand. He was guarding him, got the hand up, came down with the hand, didn't foul him. But after the shot was away, the slow motion camera sees him like picking up and lifting his hand twice to just essentially try and hit his hand.
He's hitting his thumb. Yes.
Now, I will defend Dylan the villain in this, right?
Oh,
and that is
would.
That, I mean, look, go Ducks, baby. We ride together, die together, bad boys for life. If you're injured in it, like he's just saying the truth out loud. If somebody's banged up in a pregame, you know it. The coach says it. Hey, this guy's got a weak this, or hey, let's try and capitalize on his. He rolled his ankle. He's not going to be able to move laterally this way. Like,
right.
That's a thing that's known in the game plan. He's got an injured thumb. He's out there. I don't blame him. Dylan the villain.
That's my guy.
Do we have showers here? Do you want to take a shower now? You got to feel gross.
I just won a playoff game again. He was delight. He was awesome last night, too. Big time performance, PTP-er.
So, I think there's a difference between saying a guy is injured, we can go at him, and a guy saying, if you step out there, I'm going to go at the injury.
It's fair game, man.
You have a bad
hands
ankle,
part of the ball.
If you have a bad ankle and we're playing basketball,
I'm kicking you in the ankle, right in the shin.
I was just going to say you could just try to dribble and make moves and really test the ankle. You don't need to actually hit the ankle.
24 points plus 25 last night out there. Just balling last night. My boy DB.
We've got more in the Magic Hat that we'll get to on the other side because Dirt needs to brush his teeth now. It's got to taste disgusting saying what he's saying. Disgusting.
Can't wait till this guy lands in Portland. Gives us that physical edge that we need here.
That would be the first jersey of a player you've bought since who?
Oh, that's a good question. I was trying to think. I thought I had a Lillard jersey, but I don't. Brandon Roy, I think, was the last jersey I bought. I bought a Cliff Robinson jersey when he passed away, but that doesn't count. That's a little bit different.
Counts.
I mean, it counts, but in terms of a current
active
player.
Blazer.
I wouldn't actually buy a Dylan Brooks jersey, but it would be pretty funny.
You would be excited if we got him, wouldn't you?
I would, I genuinely would. Yeah. We suck. We're going nowhere. Might as well have a physical edge to us. Oh, God, we won 35 games. We can't shake up the apple cart with a physical, intimidating player. We're on a great trajectory to winning championships.
54 wins when Denny's at the four.
I mean, come on. We project as that next year. We're taking this huge step. We can't break up our championship roster with a player that brings a physical and intimidation edge. We just can't do it. Can't afford it.
There's a Blazer segment that actually I was going to try to get to today that it made my eyebrow raise of, I have no idea how any of this stuff is being decided with that organization. I have questions, is what I would say.
Yeah, just a few. Just a few.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Magic hat time right now. There's more magic in that old hat of his. So let's find out what it is. What's the next one?
All righty. The next one is Disarmed by Honesty.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So yesterday, I leave the show. I leave the station. We do our Great Notion, you know, what's on tap video. We talk with people. We're hanging out. So I leave. And I call my daughter. My daughter on Wednesdays has late start. So usually on Wednesdays, I aim to take her to school. And so I'm trying to leave, but I'm leaving right at a time that's right up against when she needs to go to school.
Yeah, cutting it close.
So say, hey, I'm just leaving now. You can take the bus or you can wait for me and you'll be like 2 minutes behind when I normally drop you off. She goes, I'll take the bus. I was like, okay. So I'm driving. Get over the Ross Island. I get on a 99. My daughter calls me again. Probably 10 minutes later. Hey, I'd really like a ride. I'm not going to make the bus. To my right, as I'm driving, hands-free, by the way, there's a semi in front to the right, and there's a car right behind the semi that I would say is 3/4 ahead of me. Okay? We're all going at normal speed. Nobody's speeding. This car, as I'm talking to my daughter, just cuts over.
Ooh.
And we're not talking like a tiny car either. It's like a full car. Cuts me off. I hit the horn once. I didn't lay on the horn.
Give it a little beep.
I just went, burp, and that was it. Just like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Come on. You almost just hit me. So we're going, and they're ahead of me. I go through a light. I go through another light. The third light on 99, it's about where, like, there's a turnoff for a new season's, a plant, you know, all these. Anyways, they're turning.
Yeah.
And I'm going straight. As they go into the turn lane, and I'm passing them now, the middle finger comes out the window.
Like it was your fault.
On the passenger
side. How dare you honk it?
And I'm like, what?
Oh, hell no.
And I turn and I look and it is a 58 to 66 year old white woman just giving me the finger.
Wow.
Just
giving you the business.
And I look ahead and I see the light and I'm like, I can make this green. But I knew it was going to change soon. Yeah. So I slowed a little bit because nobody's behind me. Yellow, red. Yes. Slow down, stop.
We're right next to each other.
Now we're next to each other. Hey. And I don't usually engage in this, but I hit the old window.
You feel a little more comfortable. If it's a certain type of person, you're probably not doing that. But a 58-year-old woman, you're not very threatened by that.
And I go, excuse me, are you flipping me off? This is the tone I'm using.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't let us over. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the guy's not really saying anything, but he's missing teeth. She's just screaming at
me. Just hollering at you.
And I'm like, yo, you cut me off. You didn't really use your blinker. We had the blinker on. You refused. So we went. And I'm like, that's not what you're supposed to do. If you cannot safely get over, you wait till you can get over.
You slow down or you speed up.
And she goes, no, that's not how we do it. And I go, you guys are being a-holes. And she goes, yeah, we are a-holes. Oh. We do what we want. We're a-holes.
Oh, okay. Appreciate the honesty.
Nothing to come back at
I had
that
no
point.
Comeback. Yeah. She completely disarmed me with just being outright honest of who she was.
You got nothing.
I had nothing. I
you
go.
No, there's no response.
I just stopped. I literally stopped and I chuckled and I went, yeah, you are a-holes.
Exactly.
They went B-Rabbit on you. They used all their ammunition. They made fun of themselves.
I couldn't
There's
believe
There's nothing
it.
Else left to say at that point.
I couldn't. I was nah. just stunned. I'd never been disarmed by sheer honesty in slight road rage incidents.
Dude, I had this last week. We were heading to my niece's lacrosse game at Cleveland, and we were going through. There was an intersection with a four-way stop, okay? Everybody comes to us four-way, all stop,
all
right?
stop, yeah.
I think the rules of an all-way stop are pretty familiar with all
yeah,
drivers.
Everybody stops, and then you look to either who's there first or yeah, on your yeah, right.
Or on your right, okay? I'm coming. There's a car to my left, so that makes me...
On the right.
On their right.
With the right away.
I would argue that I stopped first, but it was close. You know, one of those, like, could have been either or, but I would argue that I was the first one to come to a stop at the stop sign. So I'm in the right there because I was the first stopper, and I'm on the right. So I'm yeah. 2 for 2 here, and there's no other cars at the intersection. I then, okay, everybody stopped. I proceed into the intersection, and the second I get about halfway through the intersection, the car at the other stop sign just lays on their horn for a 7-second horn. I turn in my rearview mirror. You're like, is he what? Why am I getting honked at right now? Double birds out the window.
Wow.
And I'm just, did I miss something here?
Yeah.
Is there a protocol that I'm not aware of? Four-way stop. I was on the right and I stopped first. Why are you yelling at me? What did I do?
I just, man.
I'm all for, I've said this, like every 10 years, everybody should have to go take the practical driving exam again. And I'd love for it to be dropping, like somebody from the DMV just shows up.
Randomly shows up.
Just
your
like
turn.
A random drug test. Yeah. Nope.
What was wild
Let's
about mine
go.
Was, this was the passenger.
Let's talk about.
Of course it was.
The guy barely talked.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much he could
can't
talk.
Believe he's still married, but he was mistook, yeah. and yeah.
That's one of those where the wife's just, dominating that relationship. Yeah. And get over! She's yelling at him as he's driving. Fine, there's a car right there, but fine.
I didn't want to say it, but I'm just like, you're absolute white trash.
Yeah.
You look like it, you're acting like it, you sound like it. Have some respect for yourself.
This is why I cannot stand driving.
But she disarmed me with honesty. Yeah. I got no response.
That'll happen to the best
it's
of them.
It's a good thing, because they probably don't have insurance.
Well, the car, see, here's the thing. The car wasn't.
It was a nice car?
It wasn't bad.
Really?
If no you would have saw nice the people car. In the car, you're like, did you steal this?
Never believed it.
Did you steal that car?
Where'd you get that car?
All right, we got time for one more here.
All right.
Titans need some clippers.
Yeah, I want to shout out one of our great listeners who tagged us on Instagram on this. Dirt's never on Instagram, really, except repost his child. So there's a story out. The Tennessee Titans they're getting a new stadium.
Yes, they are.
They had $500 million in funding, okay? $500 million.
In public money?
This is the public contribution? Yeah.
And it's just come out that PSLs, the personal seat licenses that you can buy,
right?
$10,000. And we're going to talk to Samson about the Portland Diamond Project a little bit today. I want to ask him Blazer ownership question, or just how things are run with an estate, who they... prop up a person, even though we know the person doesn't like basketball, you know, questions. And I see the Clipper games, and I know they're choking, but the Clippers took this stance of, we're going to have a section that's affordable.
Yeah.
And I think there's a breaking point. I was talking to a friend, one of the moms of the girls on my team, and they've lived in a couple different spots, and she said, we used to live in New York, and we used to go to Yankee games all the time in the old stadium in the Bronx. And it was awesome. The vibe, the atmosphere, yeah. You could just feel it. People
it's
were
a classic
all
classic stadium that mm-hmm. Babe Ruth played in.
And we went to the new one, and she goes, and this is not some diehard sports fan that knows all sports things. And she goes, you could just feel the difference.
Felt corporate.
And I go, yeah, it's because they sold out. It went corporate. You're pricing out all the diehards that used to be able to get into the older games. And so I wonder if we're going to meet, if we're going to reach a point here where more people are on my side of just not going to games because it's never affordable. And honestly, I'd rather just watch other games as well versus paying out of my butt to go to one game a year.
Well, I think people will be more along the lines, or they'll work it. I think you'll start to see more teams or more fans like, okay, I've seen them at home maybe. So unless it's a big playoff game or something that's special, but just go to a random regular season game, whatever, to pay, sticker price. They're more likely to say, okay, we want to go on a vacation, and as where we're going, our team happens to play while we're there, then I'll shell out for a different experience.
Hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of fans have already gotten there, to be honest with you. Especially if you have families, it's one thing to be a single guy and you got nothing going on and you're, hey, let's go to a Blazer game or a baseball game or wherever you're living.
But who has
on
$10,000, man? That's crazy.
To ask for that for season tickets is ridiculous. And I think that's where, the NFL can kind of get away with it.
That's just the seat license.
That's not even the cost of the ticket. The NFL can get away with this a little bit just because of the sport that it is. And this has happened, to be honest with you, in Seattle. Like, the Seahawks used to have one of the best home field advantages in all of football. I know we made fun of the 12s, and it jumped the shark a little bit when they started to be good and winning, but that used to be a rowdy, passionate fan base. And what happened was you started winning, and all of a sudden the ticket prices went so high that it priced out the fans who genuinely care about the team, and it became, hey, let's buy these are a good investment. We can resell these to fans who want to go to games, or we're going to make a profit on these, or I'm going to buy some for my business. And that's why you get so many games now where the Packers, the Niners, whatever team you want to include is in town, and it's a 60-40 crowd split because so many people are just using them as essentially an investment. And so that's the sad part about it, but I think a lot of fans – it's different to do, say, you have 8 home games a year or 9 games home games a year, whatever it is in the NFL, or 81 in Major League Baseball, or 41 in the NBA. It's a much different thing, but I think a lot of fans are already priced out from this and saying it's not worth my money anymore.
Well, there's a story out. I'd have to go find the website, but I saw it yesterday. A story out about the Commanders' new stadium, which Josh Harris released. It looks awesome. It's state-of-the-art. There's been reporting on that the area, the district, the whoever they get the money from in that area, I don't know how all that stuff works over there with the D.C. area, but a vast majority of that is actually public money, but it's not been touted as such.
Ah.
And so it's just like, so all these resources get sucked into these stadiums.
And then you milk the
profit.
And
then you price the living hell out of most of the fans.
Well, D.C.'s different because they're the only metropolitan city that has their budget approved by the federal government.
Yeah, it's a weird situation.
It's a weird mess.
But you don't think Buffalo's going to be dealing with this?
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland is dealing with this soon?
It'll be the same thing, man.
All of the... I mean, and that's kind of what I want to ask Samson is, that bill passed for the Portland Diamond Project, and we all celebrated it. And we know infrastructure's got to be built and spent citywide, statewide, but like, what are we really looking at here?
Yeah, I'll use the different analogies for different sports. Like, if I'm in an NFL market, I'm okay forking over. We need to have this a little bit with college football, right? Like, I would never be a season ticket holder because that's just not my mojo. But if you tell me, like, hey, let's get some boys together, let's take the kids down for a game, I'll do that for one weekend.
Sure.
That's why I view the NBA and Major League Baseball to me are so different because it's such a long season. And you have so many home games that those are the ones that I would be more fearful pricing people out because you're asking people to come a dozen times a summer, essentially, if you have a Major League Baseball team. In the NFL, you have so many fans and so many people travel. Like, you can get away with people just saying, hey, the Packers are in town this weekend. Let's go watch that game. Let's take the kids. Let's take the family. Go tailgate a little bit. Have some fun. You don't necessarily need to have season tickets because it's such a short season and it's only once a week. Dude, baseball, you could have like 14 home games in 19 days, man. You got to pack that thing 14 straight times. It's not an easy thing to do if you're outpricing a lot of your fans.
There we go. There's the Magic Hat on Thursday. We do it every Thursday at 6:30.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow. I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.